Welcome. Imagine for a moment that you were immune to COVID. Would you be fearless like Bruce Willis in that movie Unbreakable? If you were immune, you could help the frontline medical workers. You could visit elders in painful isolation and lockdown. You could go anywhere in the world and deliver supplies. If only you were immune. But immunity is so much more than a vaccine, because what good is someone with the antibodies who is still prone to fear and anxiety? What if the real lesson for all of us is getting to the other side of fear? That's not just a challenge during a pandemic, but a challenge for all time. I'm sure you've considered that scared and sacred are very similar. They're spelled similarly. Scared is the reaction to fear. It's the feeling we have when we consider the worst case scenario. And this pandemic is a worst case scenario. It's very human to be scared right now. But what's even more human is to go through scared and get to sacred. In yesterday's meditation, I shared with you the saying by White Eagle of the Hopi Nation, quote, "Do not lose the spiritual dimension of this crisis. Have the aspect of the eagle, which from above sees the whole." When we focus on the whole, the idea that all of humanity is dealing with the same challenge, we draw from a place of strength and hope and something that feels invincible. Now, this is hard to do if you or someone you know is sick, or if you live with a very anxious person, or if your business has been shut down. These emotional fires are raging all around us and within us. Brené Brown talks about how anxiety is contagious. It spreads like fire through families and businesses and communities. So a little story for you. On August 5th, 1949, 13 firefighters died battling a relatively small blaze that turned deadly at Man Gulch, Montana. The firefighters were suddenly in a race for their lives, and to survive, they had to climb a nearly vertical northern wall of the cliff faster than the rapidly encroaching fire. And one of the amazing things the Forest Service discovered was that the 13 men who died had carried their cumbersome tools, pole axes, saws, shovels, as well as very heavy backpacks, while attempting to outrun the fire up the face of the cliff. Even though their equipment was worse than useless in a foot race up the mountain, and it ultimately slowed and exhausted them, they had been trained to keep their equipment with them at all times. They literally died with their backpacks on. For these firefighters, their tools represented who they were, why they were there, and what they were trained to do. Dropping the tools meant abandoning their knowledge, their training, their experience. Their identity was at stake. In hindsight, it seems obvious they made a catastrophic mistake in judgment, but because they had not been trained to think about outrunning a fire, they had no alternative models for behavior. Here it is on a bumper sticker. When the environment radically changes and you're confronted with moments of uncertainty and danger, clinging to the old quote-unquote right way might seem like a good idea, but it can frequently be deadly. The three survivors of the blaze, one of whom was the foreman, Wagner Dodge. They were men who, when forced to rethink the real problem they were facing in real time, came up with a solution. The problem was not how to put out or control the fire, but rather how to escape from it and survive. Wagner Dodge used a technique now known as an escape fire, which was widely used by the Plains Indians when trapped in a similar situation, but which had never been taught or used by the Forest Service. Wagner Dodge struck a match and purposefully lit a ring of fire around himself. The fire he started burned the surrounding grass, providing him with a safe area in which to lie down. Since the area he burned had no remaining flammable grass, the main fire that was bearing down on him jumped over him and saved his life. In the chaos and confusion, Dodge was screaming to his fellow firefighters, but they couldn't see how a burned patch of dirt was a solution for surviving the rapidly encroaching wall of flames. So they continued running up the steep slope. And the reason I tell you this story, at a time when we are surrounded by these emotional fires, when we're scared, it's important to utilize the ancient technique of the Plains Indians, the escape fire, to surround yourself with the sacred, which protects you from the scared, to raise the volume on all that is sacred in your world. Beat the drums, light the sage, play the music. Don't just meditate as a way to take refuge. Meditate as a way to assume the aspect of the eagle. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Just imagine right now surrounding yourself with peace, love, magic, health. Surrounding yourself with sacred powers that were diminished, if not lost, pre-pandemic. Bring them back. Let's come to our centering thought. Sacred above me. Sacred below me, sacred around me, sacred within me. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to replace scared with sacred. Sacred above me, sacred below me, sacred around me. Sacred within me. Thank you. your attention wandered. Sacred above, sacred below, sacred around, sacred within. Remember the teaching of the Plains Indians, practiced by the three survivors of that tragedy in Montana. They struck a match and lit a ring of fire around themselves. And the fire they started burned the surrounding grass, providing them with a safe area in which to lie down. Since the area they burned had no remaining flammable grass, the main fire bearing down on them jumped over them and save their life. We have these emotional fires raging all around us. Surround yourself with the sacred to protect yourself from the scared. Raise the volume on all that is sacred in your world. Beat the drums, light the sage, play the music. Don't just meditate as a way to take refuge. Meditate as a way to assume the aspect of the eagle. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.